My dear wife, Stacy, loves southern summertime when it's hottest, when the temperatures are in the 90s and the humidity is too. She says it feels like a warm hug. Me? I favor the fall. I love it when autumn turns the hillsides into abstract paintings. Because I grew up in Ellijay, the apple capital of Georgia, I also prefer the fall because folks harvest apples then. The picking begins in the middle of August, but the apple I love best doesn't come off the trees until October. That apple is called the winesap, specifically the stamen winesap. The winesap was first documented in 1804 when a man named Samuel Coles in Moorestown, New Jersey, developed a cultivar he thought was perfect for making apple cider. Someone tried it and declared it tasted like, and I quote, winesap. Thus the name. In the mid-1800s, the winesap traveled west with settlers. In Kansas, a horticulturist named Dr. Joseph Stamen experimented until he achieved what he thought was the perfect winesap. In 1875, if I had been with Dr. Stamen in Kansas for that first harvest, my response would have been, yes, sir, that is the appliest apple you could possibly hope for. The Stamen winesap is firm. It snaps when you bite it. I like that. But what I like most is the flavor. Sweet and tart in perfect balance. That combination of firmness and flavor suits any purpose. It's great for eating, great for making cider, and make a cobbler from it and you will ascend into culinary heaven. We will put my Stamen winesap cobbler recipe on the Georgia Public Broadcasting website for you, and come the first weekly edition of Salvation South magazine in October, it'll be on our homepage. But here are the basics. Number one, drive to Ellijay, Georgia, sometime in the first 2 weeks of October. Find an apple house. Buy at least half a peck of Stamen winesaps. That'll be about 5 or 6 pounds. You'll need 3 pounds for your cobbler, and you can eat the rest. Back home, you will peel and dice them. Then mix them with lemon juice, vanilla extract, brown sugar, ground cinnamon, ground ginger, nutmeg, mace, and sea salt. You'll cook all of that in butter. Then you'll make a batter out of white sugar, flour, baking powder, salt, and whole milk. You'll pour that batter into even more melted butter. Then you will put your cooked winesaps on top of the butter and batter, and then you bake. Fall isn't fall to me until I get my first taste of that. And I promise you, it's worth all the trouble. Come see us anytime at SalvationSouth.com.